Welcome to the Prophets in Pajamas podcast. I'm Danielle DeTeach, or Coach Danny D, and I help women to create luxury brands by creating processes and tightening their branding. This is where we talk about how to build your business in a way that allows you to work with ease and enjoy your life. My happy space is spending as much time as humanly possible in my pajamas, and I want to help others to find their happy space while still running profitable businesses. So get comfortable and let's dig in. Hello and welcome to the Prophets in Pajamas podcast. I am your host, Coach Danny D, and I'm here always helping for women, entrepreneurs, as well as professionals to find that space of balance, to find that space of fulfillment, and to find that space where you can confidently walk in who you are and your full greatness. So today, I have an interesting topic. I mean, full transparency, I was really trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about today. And then I walked past something and I kind of came to the conclusion of what I wanted to talk about, right? So if you follow me on social media, either my personal page or my business page, you know that I have been named a visionary candidate for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So basically what that is a campaign where we are working towards raising funds to help people with blood cancer. So research, advocacy, patient support, those are the three mission pillars. And for my team, I chose patient support. I'm saying that just to kind of give you context of why, what I walked past. So last night was the kickoff event for the campaign, because it's running from like April 2nd to June 14th. So it was the kickoff event, and you know, they had our pictures displayed and all this other stuff. But one of the things that they had displayed, and if you're on audio and not on the YouTube video, you can't see this, but I'll describe it. So this is a framed depiction of our why. So it had each candidate's name, my why is, and then it has your why listed. So for me, for this campaign, my why is that I lost my mom when I was 6 to leukemia, and I really want to do this to honor her. And so a successful campaign means that I can put this in her name. What made me bring this here for this topic is that they put our whys on display. They put our whys in a beautiful frame on a nice, beautiful background, and they put our whys on display. So while we were there, the whys were around the room. Everybody can go and read each other's why and why they're, you know, committed to this campaign, right? And then, you know, when it was over, they gave us our whys to take with us. And I bring this up because a lot of times, you know, if we're asked, what is our why, we can, you know, rattle off something. It's typically, you know, family and these sort of things. But one, are we really truly connected to our why? Are we honoring our why? Are we celebrating our why? Are we placing our why center stage? And I mean that more figuratively than literally, but also literally, because if this is why we're doing what we do every day, then we need to be connected to it on a deep level. We need to be able to see it. We need to be able to always be in the space of our why and operating from the place of our why. And that why needs to be really connected. Because again, sometimes we just give a generic response to what our why is, but have you dug a little bit deeper? So, I totally want to be an entrepreneur for time freedom, to be able to have more time with my family, to travel, right? And those are great reasons, but those are also very generic reasons in the sense that, many of us can come to that same reason. Last night, there were, however many candidates, and there were however many different whys. Everybody had a different why for why they were doing this because they dug into, well, what made it really, really personal for them. So one of my biggest whys as far as coaching is concerned, my biggest why is to see people, women experience joyful and fulfillful and fulfilled lives, and to help people, specifically women, to see themselves. That's the why. Another part of that why is just that I feel like, no matter which way I try to, navigate, God brings me right back to that every time. But when I meet people, when I see people, I often see the greatness in them and others around them as well. But when you really get down to it, most people don't see that in themselves. It's easier from somebody from the outside to see you sometimes in your fullness than it is for you yourself, because you are bogged down with, all the things that you think are wrong with you. So that's my why. That's not necessarily the next person's why, and their why could be, just as deep, but it's theirs. So are you connected to your why? Have you really dug deep into what that why is? And on a real, real level, what is that why? Not what sounds good to say to someone, just what really, truly it is. Have you dug deep into that why? And then are you celebrating that why? So, after like seeing this beautifully framed why, and I will have it on display throughout this campaign to remind me to stay focused, to remind me what I am working towards and making sure that I get there. You need to do that with your business, your life, your family. You can have a different why for all those different things, but put it center stage. Frame it if you need to, hang it on the wall, put it as your screensaver, whatever is going to keep you connected to it and keep you focused, because it's easy when we are engrossed in, mission work, when we are engrossed in the why, right? But sometimes, as things get busy, as self-doubt creeps in, as we just start to get further away from the last igniting moment, it is hard to remember in those day-to-day moments that I need to be working towards this. But if you put it center stage, it makes it so you cannot forget that this is what you're working towards. So Part one, what is your why? So sit down and try to figure that out. What is your why? And part two is, how are you making sure that you are keeping that why in a, focal position, in a prominent position, so that even on the days when you don't feel like it, you're still committed to working on it because it is your why. Now, y'all know I'm gonna work with these coaches that don't, this does not mean don't rest, never means that, but it means don't give up on that why, or don't let it fade into the background. Don't go dig it up at the end of the year when you're reviewing your New Year's resolutions or whatever it is that you're reviewing to assess how the year went. It should not be hidden or buried. It should be in a prominent position for you to access at all times. So that's it. We're gonna focus on our whys. We're gonna fine-tune those whys, and then we're gonna put those whys in prominent positions. That's what I have for you today. I am so super excited. I did, I mentioned, of course, about this campaign. I'm gonna put a link in the notes if you want to support. I'm really, want to put this in my mother's name. So I'm asking for any support that you can give, whether it is $1, $5, $10, it all adds up. So no amount is too small. If you want to be a sponsor or do any other kind of support efforts, just reach out to me and we can arrange that. Outside of that, we just started the spring season of, or the spring semester of, Own Your Business Academy. That is the space where we are strengthening our business foundations. So education in various areas of business. Each month is a new topic, and we have a monthly call. That's just started yesterday, so I'm gonna keep enrollment open for for the rest of the week going into next week. So probably about it started on what, Tuesday, so I'll Tuesday of next week, I'll close that out. But if you're interested, there is still time for you to sign up for that. There's that monthly coaching call that comes along with that. So that's an opportunity, one, to get to know the other people in the cohort, but two, to work out some of the things that you may need assistance with as you go through the process. I will be opening the doors for enrollment into the Capable Confident Challenge. That is one of my absolute favorite programs because, like I said, my why is to help people see themselves. And that program is designed to ditch imposter syndrome and help you move from your confidence space. And so that's, that is the transformation that really, I'm not, well, I love all the things I do on it, honestly, but that is one of the greatest transformations that I love to see a client go through. So if you are ready to shed the self-doubt, ready to put your foot on the gas and move forward without constantly stopping yourself. That's the thing that I love, is that the outcome of, seeing someone become much more daring, much more just engrossed again in their why and moving confidently towards that. So if that's you, the link will be in the show notes for you to sign up for the next round of that. That will be starting in May. Of course, always the success journal and merchandise if you want to represent that paid and well-rested lifestyle. We have our graphic tees, and just we are entering, last week we talked about spring and renewal. We are, we're in that season. So let's get more vibrant, let's get more committed, let's get more focused, and let's get it done. So I will leave you with that, and I will see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Profits in Pajamas podcast. I hope you got some great tips to start working with ease. Want to stay connected? Follow me at Your Workflow on Instagram. For more information about building your luxury brand, register for my upcoming luxury brand workshop at CoachDannyD.com.